Is it possible that God has hidden secrets in His Word and His creation to be revealed to us who believe in Him during the last days for our survival? Is it possible God is about to release an explosion of divine revelation to each of us during today's program? Our guest today is here to answer that question right now. Welcome, everybody, to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn in what is week two of a series of programs that we started last week on three new books from Defender Publishing, the subject of which we will reveal in just a moment. But first, I'm going to introduce who's on deck. He's a prolific TV and radio commentator, Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, and the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, Pastor Carl Gallup.
Thanks for having me.
He's an expert on national security and foreign affairs whose service includes working on multinational programs for the Department of the Army at the Pentagon, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He served 34 years in the Air Force with multiple missions in Iraq and Afghanistan and served in the Kentucky legislature as a state representative, also the host of the weekly television program Christ in Prophecy, Colonel Tim Moore. He's the author of countless best-selling books that have been distributed into the hundreds of thousands of copies worldwide and a dear friend of not only our ministry, but my family personally, Mr. Terry James. Welcome back, gentlemen. So good to have you. Last week, if you missed the program, believe me, go back to the archives at skywatchtv.com, wherever it is that you watch media, Roku, YouTube, Vimeo, Rumble, all of the ones. And make sure that you watch last week's program. It was explosive, and it sets the table on the discussion that we're having on the three new books from Defender Publishing, and I'm going to introduce those to you right now. First, The Yeshua Protocol, An Explosion of Divine Revelation for Our Unique Generation by Pastor Carl Gallups. Kings of the East, China's Plan to Eliminate America and Impose a Communist World Order by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. And Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm by Terry James, Colonel Tim Moore, and thoughtful contributors. Gentlemen, I want to hit the ground running and start with you, Carl. We talked last week about some of the technology that could be used by anyone who has access to it at the highest level of government, all the way down to a child with a cell phone, access to a computer, where this technology could be used for good or evil. A simple device could be the gateway by which somebody uses an app to find Skywatch TV and maybe finds out the gospel of Jesus. On the other hand, the same device could be used by a child to discover pornography behind their parents' back and secretly develop a life-engulfing addiction before their parents even have a clue that they've hit 12 years old and their brain is completely damaged. Yeah. The back of your book, though, The Yeshua Protocol, mentions a wide variety of topics such as quantum physics, ancient Hebrew letter meanings, the latest archaeological finds, and Yahweh's name encoded upon our very own DNA. Do you really cover all of these topics in the book, The Yeshua Code?
All of those and many more, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're living in incredible times. And you know, you speak of, for example, internet technology and all that that entails. You know, I describe it as we are looking at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm not saying that that's it, but I'm saying there's a living example of what Satan was offering Adam and Eve. You can be like the gods, little g, the Elohim, the angelic realm. In fact, some translations say you can even be like God, you know. And so there's something there in the garden that, you know, you would expect Adam and Eve to say, like who? But the deal is they knew who he was talking about. They were able to fellowship, communicate. I'm convinced they walked with God himself in the flesh, presenting himself in their image and they in his image. All was divine. All was perfect. Yet Satan was able to convince them there's more. And there's the knowledge of good, which you have, and this is your life, and this is your mind and your heart. But there's also the knowledge of evil. Now, don't panic, because if you just put it all together and work it like I show you, it will be to your benefit, and you'll be like us.
Okay. Right.
So now, here we are, and we know the rest of the biblical story, but here we are in our lifetime, and we're the first generation to see the prophetic return of Israel, 2,600 years. We're the first generation to see Jerusalem restored as the chief city in so many legal ways, and the United Nations going crazy, the Islamic nations holding councils. We're the first generation to see those biblical prophecies that are in the Bible, black and white, about the last days. I don't set dates. I'm just saying we're in the end times and moving that way quickly, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're also the first generation to see an exponential growth of an explosion of technology. I've been pastoring one church at the time that we're doing this program for 35, 36 years.
Right.
Well, 36 years ago, there was no internet. There were no cell phones.
Sure.
We didn't even have pagers. And see,
that's
even
right.
The technology we have now with quantum computing right around the corner, even what we have now is going to be laughed at one day. In the same
that's
way
right.
that we
yeah.
laugh at the old Magnum PI episodes and he pulls out his cell phone that's about that big. And now it's hilarious. It's comedic.
Right.
So that's where we're headed, but we're headed there now at lightning speed. And the Bible speaks of that. And so I uncover all of that and show you in the Word. I do contextual studies backed up by scholars and linguist experts that show that these prophecies uttered in the Word of God, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, by Daniel and by Jesus. You know, I ask people all the time, I say, so is the internet a good thing? Oh, yeah, it's good. You can do this, you can do that. The libraries of the world.
Right.
And after they finished, I said, is it an evil thing? Oh, yeah. And then they'll describe all the stuff. You just,
right.
I said, so what it is, it's like a tree with branches
oh, yes.
that go to the whole world
yeah.
of good and evil. Now, we're using it for the good. We're using it to get the gospel out. We're using it to get truth out. We're using it to
right.
bring people into the kingdom, if at all possible.
Right.
But the evil powers, it's being manipulated by Satan. And maybe even some of it downloaded by Satan into
right.
the minds and hearts of people who are evil in the first place.
Right.
And as I've said before, the word protocol, that's kind of a word that not everybody uses every day, but we hear it more and more because it basically speaks of operating procedures.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeshua, the creator of everything, it through whom all things were made, everything holds together in him, he has protocols too. And so when we go to his word, we have to use those protocols, the ones that he has given us, to the best of our ability. Context is huge. Verse by verse context, chapter by chapter context, Genesis to Revelation context. And then if we're blessed to have scientific knowledge that matches up with God's word and falls within that protocol, then that helps to bolster what
right.
God has said.
Right.
Scientific knowledge, historical knowledge, archaeological knowledge. If I say something in the book that I know some people disagree with, I will bring that out and I will
right.
give the opposing view.
That's right.
And I will give references to scholars of that
sure.
to show that I'm trying to be as integrity filled as possible.
Balanced, right.
But on the other hand, I'm going to take you on the journey that pulls together the linguistic facts, the contextual facts, the scholarly facts and the scientific facts to show you, boom, and then this like
right.
this wet dish rag that hits you in the face and you say, why have I never seen this before? The answer is we are living in prophetic times. God is revealing it. He's using technology to reveal it. He's using archaeological finds to reveal it. He's using geographical features that we now see with satellites from above. We say, oh, my gosh, and to reveal it. He's using the mapping of the human genome and DNA,
right.
which has only happened in the last 15 years.
Right.
And now we're getting into mRNA technology of communicating
yeah.
with that DNA and getting the body to communicate with itself. And so this stuff adds up until we now are finding God's name, Yahweh, and of course in the flesh as Yeshua, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And by the way, the Word was God.
Right.
And that Word, by the way, became flesh. And by the way, we knew him, Yahweh, as Yeshua. And that's why Zechariah 12 says, and on that day you will look upon me, says the Lord, whom you have pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And you will mourn for him, speaking in the third person, as an only son.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into quantum physics and we discover that physically, humanly speaking, we now know that that's exactly possible. God created quantum laws and quantum
mm-hmm.
physics,
yeah.
everything.
That's
he
right.
created it all. And now we're discovering, I mean, physicists, CERN and all of their research, they're discovering there really are multiple dimensions. There really are portals.
Yeah.
There really are the ability of
right.
one portion of an atom to communicate with another portion of an atom if they're removed from each other at light speed. I mean, we're just now touching and beginning to understand this stuff. And the whole time, here's what the Word of God says. I go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where Paul says, look, if the rulers of this age had only known mm-hmm. what we're now experiencing in Jesus Christ, if they had only known, they would have never crucified Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? That means Satan is the ruler of this world. He's got his dominion in the unseen realm. That's a dimension. with a portal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're working on the minds and hearts and souls of this world. Boy, we can see that. And Satan, obviously, he thought that by putting Jesus on the cross, somehow that was going to be to his benefit. Because even Jesus said at the Last Supper, he said, look, Satan has entered in to Judas. And then Judas shows up, kisses him on the cheek in the garden right before he goes to the cross.
Yeah.
Satan's involved in all that. He's in that. He thinks he's doing his kingdom a favor. But what he didn't know was Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation. Sure. God already had it all figured out.
Right.
And Jesus was getting to the cross because that was the end of Satan's kingdom. Satan didn't know it. He stepped right into the trap. Okay.
Right.
So we understand that God, all through his word, were prophecies of the coming of the Christ. But you know what this meant? Some of them were written in language that was obscure to people who didn't have the Holy Spirit, obscure to the demonic realm. Yet God's people were looking at these and trying to discern the days. Peter said that. He said even the prophets that wrote, they knew they were writing for someone else. Even the angels longed to look into this stuff. Now you can go back to those prophecies, why Peter said, now we have the prophecies made more certain. That is, after it was over, you can go back and look, oh my gosh, God told us all along. You say, well, why didn't he just say black and white? Here, 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 here. Because Satan would have thwarted it or tried to thwart it. We say, well, why did God even put it there? To thwart Satan, but at the same time to let his people give them a look to the future and say, look, it's going to be okay. I've got this in control. Whether you understand how it's going to happen or not, don't worry about it. We know. And then when it does happen, you look back and you say, there it was in black and white. Right. How did we miss it?
Right.
So you can give the Lord a hand. So the bottom line is, I show in my book dozens of scriptures in the Old to the New Testament, and I'm just going to paraphrase and put them all into one. God delights in hiding certain things and informing mysteries so that in their proper season, he can reveal them to his children.
Right.
That brings us to Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
That's a big portion of my book, but go ahead.
It's, you know, shut up the book till time of the end. We have it open right now.
Yeah, we've got it open. Have you read my book? You've read the book.
And Carl, I just want our audience to know, look, we've had the pleasure of publishing several of your books. Some of those books have been bestsellers going all the way back to your former publisher. But this is by far, I think, the best thing you've ever written. Now, it might be the Tom Horn brain that loves technology and all this other stuff. Yeah. The fact that you included that as part of prophecy. I pastored for 25 years, and I remember I would occasionally try to preach on prophecy, what would now be, whatever, 35 or 40 years ago. And I would struggle. I'd be looking for anything, you know. And, of course, there was no internet, so I'd be going reading newspapers. Oh, look, there was an earthquake. And I'd try to use that to say that, you know.
Like there's never been an earthquake before.
Yeah. That is so not true today. I mean, our minds are spinning with how quickly, how fast. This goes back to Daniel 2. It's an acceleration. It's an explosion of all of the activity. But I want to ask you one question.
Okay.
You started out talking about quantum physics and DNA and the artificial intelligence explosion. Do you believe that AI might be part of what the book of Revelation describes, this mysterious living image of the beast? It can both speak and think and whatever. Do you think that we're right now developing the technology that is going to give rise to the living image of the beast?
I absolutely do. And I don't understand exactly what it's going to be. The Lord hasn't revealed that specific thing to me. But that's okay, because there are so many images in the scripture that now we can look back on and say, oh my gosh, I understand it now. Now I get it. And I have a feeling that's one of those. We don't quite get it yet, but we're the first generation, now this is important, that can speak of that and say, well, you got AI, you've got quantum computing and quantum information storage systems, and I want to give an example of that in a moment. You've got all of this, so now I can see how this is going to happen. No generation before us could say that.
Well, and some of the top developers in this field of science right now have more than one case in which the AI believes that it is sentient.
And they're talking about
it. Is a person.
And it's written in mainstream science sites, not back channel conspiracy sites.
Right, right.
And so you're absolutely right. So again, we're the first generation that can have this discussion, and hardly anybody laughs at us about it. If you'd have said it 30 years ago, you'd have been laughed out of the church,
right,
out of the pulpit. You say it now, and people, yeah, I read that. I've seen that. I get how that could happen. I don't understand exactly what it's going to be, but I get it now. The only generation.
You guys are going to have to hold your thoughts right there. Okay, we're going to go to a quick break. I want to make sure everybody at home knows how to get a copy of your new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl, along with these two other works that we're covering in last week's program and the weeks ahead. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order, and the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection sold separately holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're in the midst of a series of discussions on some brand new books from Defender Publishing. This week, the focus of discussion is The Yeshua Protocol by Pastor Carl Gallupson. Before we went to the break, Carl, you were wound completely up. You were about to hit Daniel 12.
Who knows
12.
Where I was?
Daniel 12,
yeah, that's
go.
Where I was going. Okay, Daniel 12, because Brother Terry brought it up, and I told him, I said, Brother, have you read my book? Because it's like a huge chunk of the platform of setting all of this up. So I go to the passage, the whole book of Daniel in context, but Daniel chapter 12, you know, that speaks of the time of the end, and I deal with the naysayers and the, you know, the ins and outs and ups and downs, but I keep the focus on what did Daniel mean in chapter 12 when he says, now Daniel, seal this up until the time of the end. And then he says, for many will go to and fro and knowledge will increase. Yeah. All right, now that one singular sentence by itself, that's kind of average. All right, many will go to and fro. What does that mean? Who cares? You know, that's how the church has pretty much hit it down through the years, you know, until now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, and knowledge will increase. Well, you know, knowledge always increases. It's always increased since the flood. So what does that mean? Stop. Think about it. Seal it up until the time of the end. That word until is important. That means it's going to be unsealed.
Right.
Well, the time of the end, that means there are humans that are going to be here, and the time of the end, so
right.
it's going to be unsealed. Well, we know yes. that God does that. I've already given the illustration. He seals something,
That's
then
right.
he unseals it. He obfuscates it in a mystery, but then he brings the mystery to life. All through the Word of God, he does it for God's people. He does it for us, and he does it to show us, I am in control. Mm-hmm. I don't care how, if the nations rage, mm-hmm. if the nations curse the name of the Messiah, mm-hmm. I am in control. I laugh at what they do. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is an example. So he tells Daniel. Now, Daniel is terrified by what he sees. He's thrust at least into our day and beyond. And the Bible says, you know, he faints. He thinks he's dead, and he has to kind of be revived. I don't know if they did CPR on him or what, but they, you know, they touch him. The angelic touches him. And so he gets to chapter 12, and he said, now, Daniel, take all this you've seen. Seal it up until the time of the end. All right, now I want to take that verse, chapter 12, verse 4. Look, I do a contextual word study. I use scholarly backing, but I'm going to make this quick. Trust me, the backing of it is in the book. And I'm talking about renowned scholars, okay? But that word many is rab in Hebrew, R-A-B. And it means an uncountable multitude. How do I know that? Because that same word is used in other passages of Scripture that speak of it just like that. And sometimes it will literally say those words in the English translations, an uncountable multitude. And that's what the Hebrew dictionary says. It says many, multitudinous, and sometimes uncountable multitudes. All right, so many will go to and fro. All right, so now we know that it's almost impossible to count them. Well, there are 8 billion people living on the planet now. And then he says, we'll go to and fro. That word comes from the Hebrew word shwat, which is this kind of an archaic in English. We very seldom say, yeah, I went to and fro last week, you know. But what I'll do is, man, I traveled from here to here and around the earth. Okay, that's what it means. Because when Satan is called before the throne in Job, he says, where have you been? I have been traveling to and fro across the earth. The Bible also speaks of God's presence. He says his eyes are to and fro over the whole face of the earth. So that word shuat doesn't just mean traveling around a little bit and going from this town to that town. It means a global awareness. Many will have a global awareness. Many will go to and fro. And that word go means travel. Like Satan said, I've been going to and fro. Have you ever been on the internet and looked at all the airplanes fly in the air at one time? Just in our...
Right.
Just, less than 100 years ago, that was science fiction.
Right. That's right.
I just came through Atlanta International Airport. 250,000 people a day fly out of there. And that's just one of thousands of airports around the world. And so... we're living with a first generation, if you take the last 100 years to now. Oh, my gosh, the explosion of technology and how it's being used.
That's
so
right.
Now an uncountable multitude is literally going to and fro, and that doesn't count the ships, the cars, interstate highways, little steel boxes. If you're some person from another planet looking down, and you see them going 70, 80, in the case of a pastor, 90 miles an hour down the internet, and an ex-cop, too, you know. Sometimes I think I still have blue lights on. But what would that look like? It looked like an anthill, just in the cities
right.
and stuff. Many, seal it up till the time of the end. Why? That's the implication. Why? Because
right.
in the time of the end, an uncountable multitude will be traveling the earth. And then it says... and knowledge will increase. This is important. The word knowledge translates to our word technology. The ancient Hebrews didn't have the word technology. The ancient Greeks did. In 200-300 BC, they had a word that translates now to technology. But listen, you cannot look up the word technology in any scholarly application of that and not find the word knowledge. Think of it. Technology. Tech means things. You take the knowledge and you create something from the knowledge. That's why the Greeks said there's got to be a word that puts those together, and it is. It's technology. Mm. All right, now watch. So knowledge, which includes technology that comes from it, will increase. And you say, oh, yeah, well, big deal. What's the deal? But that word is rabbah, which is the verb that comes from rab meant uncountable multitude. Rabbah meaning... exponential growth. Now, that word was not in the Hebrew, but how is that word used? Watch this. God says, he speaks, and the birds of the air fill the skies. He says, go, multiply, and fill the earth. Go, rabbah, exponential growth. He tells Adam and Eve, multiply, fill the earth. He tells the fish of the sea, multiply, fill the earth. He tells the beasts of the field, rabbah, rabbah, fill the earth. And that takes exponential growth over time. Now look at Daniel's prophecy. Seal this up, what I've shown you, until the time of the end when it will be unsealed. I'm adding words, but this is the translation. This is what it means. This is the context. Until the time of the end. Because the marker of those days, which only fits our generation, the marker of those days will be that uncountable multitudes will be traveling and traversing the earth, and technology and knowledge will exponentially explode. That's us. Now, while I'm writing this, I'm trying to think of illustrations of modern times, and there's so much of it out there. And while I'm writing that very two or three chapters explaining all this, I've got the little pop-ups that come on my computer from news sites that I subscribe to. And it pops up, and it says, we now have the technology to map every single human being on the face of the earth. We know, and companies are doing this, and they're selling the information to governments. We know where everybody is, who everybody is, what everybody looks like, and where they're going, where they've been. And we can also map out from there where they're probably going to go. This pops up on my computer while I'm writing and praying, you know, Lord, show me something that, an illustration, bing! It's like, oh my gosh, that's freaky. And I read it. And then it goes into talking about information and knowledge explosion, and it talks about how right now, as we sit here today, there are 463,000 exabytes that are now cataloged and stored of information. We talk about the libraries of the world or all over the internet, so is everything else. 463 exabyte, and one exabyte is 1 billion times bigger than a gigabyte. I said one billion. Yeah. We have 463,000 exabytes of information now available to us. But watch, I'm going to give you an example of what how big this number is. All of the words ever spoken by every human since the beginning of time, this scientific article says, could fit on 5 exabytes. We now have 463 exabytes stored.
Oh, my goodness.
And they said in the next few years, we will be creating 400 exabytes a day of information. This is what Daniel was talking about. We are that generation, and this is what this book is about, and it shows you how God is showing us himself, his name, everywhere, even imprinted upon our DNA.
So good.
Now let me get to the God and DNA. Don't have time to fill in all the gaps, but the book does and references everything. The bottom line, there is a researcher in Israel who's a researcher of DNA and microbiology and even physics and quantum physics, Dr. Israel Rubinstein, who back in the 80s discovered this, but there was no internet. There was no way to tell it. But now we've got him on video. I've put everything he said in the book, but he was doing a deep study of DNA, and he discovered that the disulfide bridge that holds the DNA structure together is encoded. It falls at an interval of 10, 5, 6, 5. Every 10th acid and amino acid and every 5th, 6th. Okay, 10, 5, 6, 5. And he looks into the camera. He says, do you know what that is? That's the name Yahweh. From the Hebrew alphabet, every letter has a number. Yud, He, Wah, He is 10, 5, 6, 5, 10, 5, 6, 5, 10, 5, 6, 5.
Over
it's
and over
in
again.
Every cell, 37 trillion cells of our body, God's name is written in our DNA. It's like him doing this to the, to Satan. It's his watermark. He's saying,
watermark.
I've got
that's
this.
That's right. You think God's trying to tell you something?
And that's just a little scratch of it.
That's just a tiny taste of what's in the Yeshua Protocol. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're all out of time, but don't despair. Our guests return next week to explain the shocking belief that China is out to eliminate America and the Western world and impose their communist culture on the entire planet. You are not going to want to miss this. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody here on panel, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.